Chapter 3. Visit to Indiana.
August 9 through 14, I attended the camp meeting in Indiana, accompanied by my daughter, Mary K. White. My husband found it was impossible for him to leave Battle Creek. At this meeting, the Lord strengthened me to labor most earnestly. He gave me clearness and power to appeal to the people. As I looked upon the men and women assembled here, noble in appearance and commanding in influence, and compared them with the little company assembled 6 years before, who were mostly poor and uneducated, I could but exclaim, "What hath the Lord wrought?" Monday, I suffered much with my lungs, having taken a severe cold, but I pleaded with the Lord to strengthen me to make one more effort for the salvation of souls. I was raised above my infirmity and was blessed with great freedom and power. I appealed to the people to give their hearts to God. About 50 came forward for prayers. The deepest interest was manifested. 15 were buried with Christ in baptism as the result of the meeting. We had planned to attend the Ohio and Eastern camp meetings, but as our friends thought that in my present state of health it would be presumptuous, we decided to remain at Battle Creek. My throat and lungs pained me much, and my heart was still affected. Being much of the time a great sufferer, I placed myself under treatment at the sanitarium.